All right, everybody, we have 10 minutes here with Mr. Nick Laufenberg standing across the table from us, and we're going to talk about something that may, oh, I don't know, what are we going to upset? Change your life, may make a ruffle a few feathers. For the most part, though, I think it really should make everybody quite happy more than anything. It's a bit of a life hack.
A little kind of a life hack.
It's a big time life hack. It is. Nick. Don't even play around with this. You opened Mark and I's eyes to a little thing about the 6.5 Creditmore that, oh, I don't know. I mean,
this is either going to give a lot of people more reasons to love the 6.5 Creedmoor, or a lot of people that love to hate on the 6.5 Creedmoor. Not again. This is the 6.5 Creedmoor life hack.
We were out at the range. So to give you guys some color behind this, we were out at the range. We're doing some practicing, some PRSing. And Nick's trying to show Mark and I kind of the ropes here. And you can see on the table between us, we have from the sort of home-built versus pro-built series that we had in our PodVenture. This is my rifle. This is my 6.5 Creed. Done some optics swapping around. Now the Venom 5-25 sits on top of it. But we hadn't done, we hadn't gotten data on it in a long time. It had been a while, you know? And now we're in the middle of, in the beginning of summer here. And so we figured it's probably a good idea to get, but of course, by the time we made it out there to the range, we didn't have any of our stuff. We didn't have the chronograph. I mean,
It was kind of an impromptu visit.
And so Nick,
very casually,
we're shooting at, I think it was just 300 to start. He's like, I just dial like 1 mil.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, this is one of those things where when you talk to people who shoot a lot, usually they're going through in their head and they can just spit out ballistic data on certain cartridges. You know, they're just going to, oh, yeah, you got a 308, this doesn't really, you're going to hold over this much, whatever. And so I asked Nick, because I like to ask all these people, how did you wind up coming across that, finding that? I'm like, Nick, how did you know that I would happen to need to dial? Like, we don't even know any data on this gun, you know, and how do you know that? And your answer was,
take the range minus two.
That's right. If it's 300, so obviously you lop off the two zeros on the end. Three minus two is one. 1 mil. And I'm like, well, come on, Nick. I mean, that's some barroom.
Yeah, how close math can it be?
There, if I've ever seen some. Dial 1 mil. Bang on. We hit a 8-inch little steel plate at 300 yards.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, 300 yards. You know, okay, that's not crazy far. It's I'm sure this whole thing
she's
breaks
still
down
pretty flat at that point,
right. I'm sure, you know, this whole thing breaks down pretty quick. Well, I'm like, Nick, at what point does this break down? You're like, I don't know, I mean, we can use it here for a while. So we go out to four, you know, four minus two is two, in case anybody was wondering. Dial 2 mils, bang on again, hit another I don't remember what we were shooting out there, probably another 8-inch piece of steel.
Yeah, I think we were shooting about, they were a little bit over 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's getting weird now. We go out to five, dial 3 mils, hit it again. We go out to six, dial 4 mils, and we hit it again. It was the most, and this worked, I'm not even joking, out to 800 yards. It was the dumbest and most extraordinary thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've had a 6.5 Creedmoor for at least 8 years, we'll say.
Right.
And I'm asking Nick, how has nobody brought this up before? Like, how have you been keeping this, in my opinion, secret under your hat? Or is it just common knowledge to very many people?
Yeah, does everybody know this?
Are we idiots? I don't answer that.
Did you just find one day you were perusing around in your ballistic app somewhere, and you're kind of like, oh, that's funny?
I think I probably looked at enough data, yeah, drop data throughout the years. The relations start sticking out.
Right.
I will preface this by saying this is nothing more than a parlor trick when it comes to actual accuracy. I mean, we're shooting at pretty good sized targets once we got past 400 or 500 yards at that point. However, if you do not know your data and you're shooting common cartridges like a 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, 6 Creedmoor, that trick, if you're shooting mils, will get you real close. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll get you close enough where you're probably, if you're not impacting the target, you're really close to impacting the target, and you can correct on it and then enter in that actual data and validate your trajectory that way.
That's right. What I was wondering. If you were really in a pinch, mm-hmm, and you're like, whatever, you could get an impact, you know, dial, let's say it's 400 yards. So, and then you dial your 2 mils, right? And does this only work with mils? Are MOAs out the window?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Doing that type of.
Yeah.
2 mils is vastly different from 2 MOAs.
So another check plus in the old mils category,
that's
I
right.
guess.
That's
but,
right.
You know, you could get an impact and then measure with your reticle, if you had like a mil-based reticle, and go, okay, well, actually at 400, I should probably be dialing 1.9.
Right.
Or something like that.
I think, yeah, and we started like massaging it a little bit. I think we found that like, yeah, there's a couple places where we dial like 0.1 under or whatever. But nonetheless, like you said, Nick, we were getting extremely close. We literally walked out there with not an ounce of data. And the thing is that we were shooting this rifle, and we did the same thing for Mark's rifle. Super Gucci, every part is different from my rifle, both shooting 6.5 Creedmoor. I think the barrel lengths are at least kind of similar-ish, but that even in and of itself, though, I mean, totally different rifles.
I think our velocities are pretty darn close to one another.
They are pretty close, but still, nonetheless, it was pretty wild, and, you know, somebody like me, for example, I mean, I've spent like the last number of years trying to figure out all this stuff around ballistics. We've done how many podcasts around ballistics, all this stuff. Obviously, it's very important. Obviously, like you said, Nick, we're really not doing it for like this extreme level of accuracy. We're trying to hit big pieces of steel relatively. But I mean, then when somebody just comes out and they're like, yeah, just take that minus two. It's just like, what the heck?
I'm like, I'm no math magician, but I can probably handle this one.
Seriously. Yeah.
You'll find a lot of cartridges hang around a muzzle velocity, just at least in the realm of about 2,750 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
Like finding a fast 308 shooting like that, a slower 6.5 or 6 Creedmoor, about average 6.5 Creedmoor. So I use 6.5 Creedmoor because, you know, if we got 10 guys on a line or a few guys bring their own rifle to a training class and, hey, man, you know, what's your velocity? Let's get you some data here. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Okay, well. Let's find out, you know, and use that, and it works like very often.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the variables of, you know, temperature, barometric pressure, all that stuff comes into play. Your zero range comes into play. If you use a 200 yard zero, this basically won't work anymore.
Sure.
100 yard zero is important. But other than that, I mean, again,
it's crude,
to get you in
but
the
effective.
Ballpark. Right. Yeah.
You know, to a point.
Could it even be used as one of those? Sometimes there's little tricks to get a closer to reality than the back of the box would tell you muzzle velocity without a chronograph. Is there some things you could do? Because I know, like, as long as you can plug in maybe what values, as long as you can plug in the values that the back of the box of ammo would give you into your ballistics calculator, it'll spit something out that may not be perfect.
But it'd be...
And then you can also dial this and compare and contrast, and then, you know, as long as you have a few known values in there,
right,
and you've got some real-world data going downrange, you can actually kind of deduce a better muzzle velocity.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Hmm. It's just that trajectory validation. Like, just take my personal hunting rifle, which I'm shooting, well, when I'm shooting match bullets out of there, if we're just playing around, I'm shooting 147 ELD match. And they're shooting 2750, about that. At 300 yards, I'm 1.1. So I'm within a tenth of a mil.
Yeah.
At 1,000 yards, I'm 8.1. So I'm within a tenth of a mil. But bringing into 400, 500, and 600 yards, I'm actually 0.4 off. So that's where it deviates the most. But so it starts close. It deviates and then comes back to accurate.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it comes down to the BC, the velocity, all that stuff comes into play, how fast the bullet is decelerating, all that. So, drag coefficient does matter. But in those closer ranges at 300, 400, and 500 yards, you can use that with a lot of cartridges, and it works because at that range, muzzle velocity is going to be a very large factor. And there, I mean, the closer you are, the less that factor matters too.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was cool.
It is fun.
And it always explodes people's minds when you show them that, too.
It does, because everybody just overthinks things so many times.
Oh, we have those, you know, big three-quarter IPSCs at 3, 4, 5, and 6, you know, and, you know, during a training class, I'm going to say, hey, take this rifle. What's my dope? Don't worry about it. You know, you just ding, 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 and they're like, oh, mind blown.
Don't need it.
Yeah, don't need it. Don't need it. I'll will it on the target.
That's some David Blaine stuff you guys can pull if you've heard this podcast and your buddies have it. You can pull it, like you said. I like that. Just get behind a rifle you don't even know any data. Don't eat it.
Yeah. Or better yet, you can be like, what are you shooting, 6.5 Creedmoor? Yep. Were you shooting maybe 140, 147s? Yeah. 2750 in that ballpark? And just pretend like you're doing a calculation in your head, and then just go ring steel.
Lick your finger, you know, hold it up in the air. Okay, yeah, I got this.
Smell. Yeah, pressure's changing.
I like this. Yeah. I like this. That's good. Well, let's hear, if anybody out there, if you've heard of this life hack and you've used it, let us know. Also, if you've got any other life hacks for out there on the range that just make the shooting experience at the range just so much more simple, you know, good enough for getting you on steel and having a good time, why don't you drop those in the comments below here on if you're watching on YouTube, or also head over to Instagram and comment there. Nick, thank you.
Yes.
Not only thank you for joining us on the podcast, but also for this this wonderful trick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, until next time, if you got a 6.5 Creed, and you probably do, take the range, minus two.
I still giggle every time I hear it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.